Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning. Welcome to day 289 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Yesterday, I spoke about the importance of keeping your honesty less brutal than the truth, if you can, but today I am here to talk about the exceptions. While I stand by the fact that brutality is not a great cure for anything, I do recognize that some people simply don't deserve our kindness, and they won't respect it or respond well to it. And while I think those people are best dealt with from afar, obviously we don't always have a choice in who we're dealing with. I do believe victimizers will take advantage of the people who are kind and forgiving despite not deserving our forgiveness, especially when we're not careful. So while you can be gentle with the truth, and you definitely should be for the most part, you should never feel obligated to politeness when dealing with people who are hell-bent on taking advantage of you. Keeping yourself safe is the priority. And anger and resentment are incredibly important feelings to have that signal if people are taking advantage of us or if things are unjust. So I really recommend never ignoring when you're feeling angry and resentful, but instead learning how to manage it in a way that works for you so you can speak your mind and not be beholden to those emotions. You can do it in a way that is not necessarily brutal, but it also gets your point across. Because I encourage you to continue holding people accountable for their behaviors as much as possible. Ideally, holding your boundaries firmly without having to stoop to their level and feeling disconnected from your authenticity will do that. But some people just don't respond well to boundaries. And unfortunately, not everyone deserves such a kind and polite and a thoughtful response. So if people aren't behaving justly and they are mistreating you over and over and over and they're really not responding to gentle honesty, I feel like you can and should increase the heat just a bit to help them understand. And this is not me saying it's time to fucking lose your mind and smack somebody, but it is okay to tell people in real time that you're not okay with the way they're treating you. This calling things out in real time has saved my ass so many times in the past. Because I find when you're objective and you show people you're aware of their bullshit, it sometimes helps them keep things above board. Or I just continue to call it out in real time. Like, yo, don't talk like that. That's not very nice. Or, hey, come on, let's be a little kinder to each other. Or, what do you mean by that? For instance, I had a friend that tried to short a tab once, and I was the loudest voice in the room, starting with a joke to make it easier for them to recover and own up so they didn't feel defensive, but with the intention of holding them accountable for taking advantage of the group. I've had dates try to say inappropriate things, and in real time, I will ask them to explain those things to me so I can understand why they thought it was an appropriate joke or conversation. I have witnessed strangers approaching other strangers aggressively on the street, and I will loudly interject and ask if others need help to make sure everyone else is paying a bit of attention. And I'm not saying everything is always going to be your business, but if you feel like you want to speak up, don't bite your tongue out of a sense of politeness. I never want anyone to prioritize politeness or manners or being seen as likable over safety and justice. Of course, we're not responsible for solving every tiny infraction, but we should all recognize our own power and our own voices and our own ability to fight back against the bullshit that happens around us. I finished yesterday's episodes and I couldn't stop thinking about the fact that it might be interpreted as keeping everything peaceful and respectful and well-mannered all the time. And as much as I love manners, and I would love for that to be a safe reality for all of us because I do believe in the power of kindness, I know that it would be dangerous if I spread that. Sometimes you have to be a dick back to dicks to ensure your safety, and sometimes you have to be gentle and quiet and the voice of reason. And obviously the only person who can know what behavior and response is appropriate is you. And I always err on the side of, I'm gonna assume they don't know better and try to correct them gently on the first round. And then from there, I will get progressively less tolerant of their unjust behavior. But I do believe oftentimes the people who are the meanest and baddest do just need love. But sometimes they will see that love and kindness as weakness, and I never want anyone to be taken advantage of for prioritizing politeness over self-preservation. So do what's best for you, and know that sometimes the kindest voices can be the most powerful, especially when it comes to resistance. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.